Okay, I was going to really discuss today Yosef and the Achim, but I changed my mind, because the thing is that yesterday we were involved in an area where we're doing about to do a Rapayim, and we started the introductory process to the Rapayim, and it turned out we came across certain Yesodi Hadas, I feel. And the Rambam style was always that he used to say, in the Pirush Mishnayos, he says, whenever I come across a Yesod, I stop everything and go into that Yesod. So I feel, being in line with that Derech of the Rambam, so what I'm going to do today is do basically what we came across yesterday, certain basic ideas, which I think are really important for people to know and to understand, and reflect on the whole foundations of the Das. The area is the area of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Okay, and it's the first Rapayim that deals with that area, Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And the Rambam, the way the Rambam handled the mitzvah is very strange. Because the way one would think that you'd incorporate the halacha of being that a person's chayav is obligated to give their life, b'chol nafshecha, to give up their life for the das ames, for kiddush shmo agadol. So the way you would think the Rambam would have or should have put it would be in a chelek on mitzvahs. In a separate area of mitzvahs, but not in an area where he discusses the basic underlying philosophy of Yohannes, because there are many mitzvahs that are ikar. I mean, there are many. For instance, why didn't the Rambam going to say ikar? So there's nothing more ikar than avodas kachovim. All right. Rambam always quotes the Chazal that kol hakofa b'avodas kachovim kibbutz b'chol Torah kula. So certainly if you're going to start including mitzvahs.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So certainly if you're going to start including mitzvahs that have to do with the Yesodei Hados, so then the Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah is going to become very big. But it's interesting. The Rambam only included one. He only included Kiddush Hashem HaGadol. Okay, Kiddush Hashem. And of course, the love that's associated with it, which is Kol Ma'abed Shem and Hashem HaSakidoshim HaTahorim Shenikru Bahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
There appears to be a...
That's the question. Why do the Rambam see fit to include this mitzvah in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah? If you're going to tell me, because it's a very important mitzvah, there are other important mitzvahs. And perhaps the most important is Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, as we mentioned, because that's Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaKarf Avodas Kochavim Kamar B'Chol HaTorah Kula. So, yeah. So the question is, why did the Rambam see fit to include only in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? That's the question we raise. And of course the associated, the related love of Mechikas Hashem. Mechikas Hashem. Okay, but those two are the only ones that he includes, basically. Alright? Those two are the only ones that he includes. That's the first question we asked. Then also, we noticed a funny thing. And that is in the order of the Rambam. Okay, in the way he included it. Because if the Rambam felt that there were certain mitzvahs that should be included in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, so in other words, he felt that he wanted to write the Yesodei HaTorah, and then he wanted to include certain mitzvahs, important mitzvahs. So the Rambam should have, or at least it would seem to us that the Rambam should have, first first he should have written the whole philosophy and all the ideas and the basic yesodos, and then he should include the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, the end. This mitzvah, for some reason, belongs over here. That's what the Rambam held. But it's an interesting thing. You see the way the Rambam included it, he didn't do it that way. Because first he has the first four prakim are, as you know, all the yesodi ados, the maisim akava maisa brachos, metaphysics and physics. And then he starts with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem HaGadol. And that's in Perek Hey. And then in Perek Vav, he goes into the corollary of the lav, of Mechikas Hashem. Okay, the lav that's correlated to it. And then in Perek Zion, he goes back. Miyasode Ados, Leida, Shokel Menabeus, Bnei Odom. Okay, Veinan of Ocholal, Ochachem, Godel, Bochachman. And he goes on to explain the requirements for a person to be an obvious, a Nevuah. So it comes out that if you look at Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, what do you have? You have the Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereishis, and Nevuah. And Nevuah includes Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah Misinai and the fundamentals of the whole, all of Yadus. But in between, interspersed somehow, he decided to put in Perek Hey, decided to put in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Okay? That's the question. And as we mentioned, the Rambam held was very careful about his order. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in the beginning of the Mora, where he says that you're not only certain rare people are going to understand what he writes, the underlying ideas, but he does give a few hints, and one of them is the order. One of them is the order. Be very careful, he says, with the order of the prakim, the way they emerge. There's a reason. If you understand the order of the prakim, if you have a theory and it's in line with then the order of the prakim should become visible. That's what the Rambam says. Certain things in the Mara are difficult to understand, the order of the prakim. Like, for instance, why are Taimei HaMitzvahs in the third book? The third book is the book of the highest area of metaphysics. Well, there's not a place Taimei HaMitzvahs. There's difficulties, a lot of difficulties in understanding the order. But the Rambam says in his introduction that when you understand the order, he says, then you'll really, if you understand what I'm saying, the order will emerge naturally, and you'll understand why I wrote it in this order. So order to the Rambam was extremely important. And over here you see he went out of his way to create a strange order in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, the way he presented this mitzvah. Okay. So, the answer that we wanted to give to this question is that there are mitzvahs that you could perform bishleimusum on the highest level, and then there are mitzvahs that every person, every ordinary person can perform. The same mitzvah, in other words, can be performed by the greatest Novi and by the simplest individual. But the nature of the performance by the greatest Novi is completely unrelated in nature to the way the ordinary person performs it, because his whole function is different. His whole function is the way his inner world is arranged completely differently. That's why Chazal, for instance, have such a differentiation between the Talmud Chochom and the Am HaOretz. And that's why the Am HaOretz hated the Talmud Chochom, because they sensed this. But the reason why they had the differentiation is because the Talmud Chochom's inner world is completely different. Completely different. It's unrecognizable to the common man. Would not understand that kind of a thing. And the same thing is true by the Navi. That's why the Navi was given the name Meshuga, which means that the ordinary person would look at him as crazy, would not understand the way he lives. His inner world is completely different. So that being the case, mitzvahs can be performed on different levels, and mitzvahs serve even the greatest of people, like the Rambam says. Even Moshe Rabbeinu did a mitzvah to perfect himself. So you shouldn't think that mitzvahs are a small thing and that people can be above mitzvahs, because the object of mitzvahs is perfection. But even the great, even the Adon HaNaviim, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Orem, even he had to do a mitzvah to perfect himself. So the vehicle is a vehicle which is a vehicle for the greatest individual, and also for the common person. The common person. But when we look at a mitzvah, when the Rambam organized the mitzvah, in my opinion, what the Rambam did was, when he organized the mitzvah, the organization of the mitzvah is based on the mitzvah in its highest level of performance, not in its lowest level of performance, in its highest level of performance. So therefore, mitzvahs kiddush Hashem, which the Rambam put in Hilchos Yisrael Torah, this mitzvah, the Rambam was speaking about the mitzvah on its highest level. And of course, everybody realizes that it's a difficult mitzvah, the most difficult mitzvah. The person has to actually give his life for the Das Emes. Okay? But what I want to say is that while it's possible for a person to perform that mitzvah, and there are different levels of the performance. I mean, even if a person is killed because he's a Jew, he's in the klal of Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. But that's not the same thing as a person who is Moser Nafsho willingly. And a person who's Moser Nafsho willingly, there are two different levels. One level is the level of the ordinary person, where he does so because of certain commitments. I mean, I'm not going to go into too much, but I think people understand what I mean. And then there's another level of performance, and that's the level of performance of the highest level of human being. That level is based upon the person's Yedias Hashem. It's a different kind of thing, a different kind of Mesiras Nefesh. The person who is Moser Nefesh on that level lives in a different reality. And for him, it's a very simple matter. It's not something which is difficult. The individual who does so on the ordinary plane of existence, for him, it's a tremendous struggle. Tremendous struggle. But if he succeeds, of course, he's involved in the greatest mitzvah, but not of the same type. You see, not of the same type. Not of the same type. As great as it is, it's still a different kind of thing. But the real level, the real mitzvah of Kiddush Shem Shemayim is based on on the part of the individual who's Moser Nafsho. He has a different view of reality. He lives in a different world. For him, it's very simple. Like Rabbi Akiva, Mosa Yovo Li Yodi Vayakayamena. It was an easy matter. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva saw different things than we see. He lived in a different world, different type of existence. That's, in my opinion, that's why the Rambam put this mitzvah over here. Because this mitzvah, if it's performed on its highest level, demands, and it is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. And interesting, there's a theory that, we're just discussing it, and I took a look more closely in the Rambam, and I saw the Lashon Rambam corroborates this. Because the Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem HaGodol Hazeh. What's Hazeh? What Hazeh means this one. So where's the Hazeh? The answer is the Hazeh means Hazeh, the one that I was just discussing in the last four prokim. Because the last four prokim are Yedias Hashem, because it's Maisa Markava, Maisa Bereshis. So therefore the Rambam says that everyone is mitzuva on the mitzvah to be Lekadesh es Hashem HaGodol Hazeh, this one. So the Rambam identifies. So you see the Rambam, that by placing it right over here, what the Rambam is telling you is that you can't really be mekayim this mitzvah b'shlemusa without Yedias Hashem. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, we could say that this Kiyum HaMitzvah is really the external manifestation of the Yedias Hashem. It is nothing more than the activity that would be properly related to the individual who has this Yedias Hashem. It's simply the proper activity. It's just a person, a human being in this existence. We have a physical body, and we act. We're involved in activities, and our activities reflect our inner world, our minds. So a person that acts in accordance with the Torah is because his mind is in accordance with the Torah. And the same thing is true over here. A person who is Moser Nafsho on the highest level, it is that mitzvah can only be accomplished on the highest level by an individual who has the Yedias Hashem. That's what Rambam says. And now you understand why the Rambam put it right over here. Why did the Rambam put it at the end? Because the Rambam didn't put it at the end because this is where it belongs. You see, the Rambam has the Yesodei Hados, Yedias Hashem, metaphysics, Maaseh Merkava, Maaseh Bereishis, and then after, I don't like to translate Maaseh Bereishis as physics, it's a mistake. Not exactly that translation. But Maaseh Bereishis, Maaseh Merkava, Maaseh Bereishis, and then after that he has the mitzvah, which is the embodiment, so to speak, of that, of those mitzvahs of Yedias Hashem. And that's why it says, right away comes in with the mitzvah of Kiddush Shema Gadol, right here. Then he returns to the last Yisod, which is the Yisod of the Nevuah. You see, which is the Yisod of the Nevuah. That's why he didn't put it at the end. He put it right over here. Because there's Yedias Hashem, then there's the Maaseh HaMitzvah, which is simply an expression of this Yediyah, and then he goes back to the Yisod. Because in the Rambam, everything revolves around the mitzvahs. You see, the Rambam could, even though the Rambam held that mitzvahs lead to perfection, but there can't be a system of tayag without mitzvahs that are inherently related to perfection, like Yedias Hashem. And for the Rambam, be impossible to that Nach Hashem Lekecha should not be a mitzvah. It's impossible because the mitzvahs must incorporate. The fundamentals. So this mitzvah of Kiddush Shema Gadol is really a mitzvah which is directly follows the mitzvahs, the themes of the mitzvahs of the Yesodei HaTorah. And then the Rambam goes back to Nevuah. That's later. That's afterwards, because that's the next Yesod. The Yesod, we say Yesod does three components. Maaseh Merkava, Maaseh Bereishis, and Nevuah. But in between he stopped with this mitzvah. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam goes on. The Rambam's like this. Ketzad, he says, Ketzad, how is this so? I think, okay. Ketzad, Kishiyamod Ove Kochovim the Yenos es Yisrael Lavor al Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hamuros Batarah O Yahagenu Yavor Va'al Yehore Shenemar the Mitzvos Asher Yasa Oso Ma'odom V'chai Bohem. That a person should do these mitzvos and live by them, V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamos Bohem. Oh yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to mention, I'm sorry. The Lashon Rambam again. You got to take a look carefully at the Lashon Rambam. The very first Lashon. He says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh Shenema V'nekdashti B'soch Bnei Yisrael. So what's unusual about the Rambam, the Lashon Rambam? The Rambam should have said, Kol Odom Yisrael Chayev Mekadesh Es Shemo Shem HaGadol Hazeh. But the Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol. What is the Rambam adding by changing the form of expression? What is the Rambam adding? What the Rambam is adding is an interesting thing. The Rambam is saying that Kiddush Hashem in its present form did not come into existence until the existence of Klal Yisrael came into being. You see, that at Sinai, when Klal Yisrael, when Taryag Mitzvos were given that created the entity of Klal Yisrael, where we are, the moment that came into existence, something new came into existence. A new vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. And that's essentially what Klal Yisrael is. That Klal Yisrael is essentially a vehicle of Kiddush Hamalgam. And where do you see this? You see this throughout the Nevi'im. If you learn the Nevi'im, you see throughout the Nevi'im that idea. In other words, Beis Yisrael is the word. Beis Yisrael. Yeah. And I mentioned Agavrocha. Agavrocha we spoke about. What is the... that's because the Navi, that's what the Navi really explains. See, the Navi doesn't explain mitzvahs maisios. The Navi explains the basic underlying fundamentals of the dust. That's the objective of the Navi. We mentioned Agavrocha. I think it's something which a person should know. That we don't have simply philosophy, we have Kabbalah. But what is the definition of Kabbalah? I by no means mean anything that people today call Kabbalah. But the real Kabbalah. But what is the definition of Kabbalah? The definition of Kabbalah is knowledge that is only attainable through Nevuah. That's what it means. Because for man, there are two sources of knowledge. He can study the world, he can uncover the principles in the universe, and physics and science and biology, chemistry, all the sciences he can uncover, that he has the ability to uncover by studying the external world. But there's one area where he can only uncover knowledge. This knowledge can only be attained through the Torah. And that is what Kabbalah really is. That's what Kabbalah really is, the real Kabbalah. That's why the Rambam in the beginning of the third book of the Bar Nevuchim, where he says, I don't have any real Kabbalah, I don't have any real Masorah. He says, so it could be that what I'm saying might not be correct. He says, and it's only based on my own knowledge. But he adds, my own knowledge of the Nevi'im, he says. My knowledge of the Nevi'im. Because that is, he didn't have the intermediary step of from the Navi to himself. There was an intermediary step. Where there were individuals who had a Masorah concerning what the Navi meant. The Rambam said, unfortunately, he didn't have that Masorah, so he had to go directly with his own mind to the Divrei Nevi'im. And that really is what, that's really what we mean by Kabbalah. So, getting back to this point, what the Rambam is saying in this one phrase, this very first phrase of the Rambam, you see the Rambam includes two ideas. One idea is the one we mentioned before, that mitzvahs, and oh, that's why, by the way, that's why Hilchas Avodas Kochavim is not here. Because Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, as important as it is, because that's really Kol HaTorah Kulo, the denial of Avodas Kochavim, is ipso facto a component of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata L'Horeis L'Das Kid Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Od Milvado. You must have both, you must have the positive and the negative. So as important as it is, but it's not an embodiment of the Yesodos. So it's not this Kiddush Shem HaGadol is the very action of the individual. It's the expression of the individual's mental essence, his mind. You see, so that's why that's not there. Okay. But the Rambam in this one formulation, this one sentence, he told you something else. He told us also. He taught us also. That's really what Beis Yisrael is. That Klal Yisrael is an entity of Kiddush Hashem. Could Avraham Avinu be Mekadosh Hashem? Absolutely. Ve'yikrash Avraham b'shem ad Hashem. That's what it means. But not the way we can. Because in the time of Avraham Avinu, this vehicle was non-existent. You see, this vehicle was non-existent. So it comes out that with the coming into being of Beis Yisrael, a new vehicle of Kiddush Hashem Ba'olam came into existence. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say, Chayev Kol Adam Yisrael Kadesh Hashem HaGadol Hazeh, but he says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvan Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. Shenemar V'Nigdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. That's the pasuk. V'Nigdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael means that the entity of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, are a vehicle of Kiddush Magal. And that did not exist. That it did not exist in the time of Avraham Avinu, and in his time, Kiddush Shem had a different, different meaning. A different meaning in the sense that the vehicle wasn't there. Of course, it still is Kiddush Hashem, but it's Kiddush Hashem on a natural plane, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu creating an entity that is the ultimate vehicle of Kiddush Shmargo. That's the basis of it. Okay. Now, let's just go a little bit further in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Ketzad. There's a little bit of halacha, but I think Ad Osis Lahachi, I just wanted to complete this. Ketzad says, Kishiyamad over Kacham Vienos is Yisrael Lavar Alachas Mikola Mitzvos. If a guy wants to force a Jew to be over on any of the mitzvahs, he says, O Yagenu, or else he'll kill him. Yavar Val Yehore. So then he should be over, do the avera, and he should not be killed. Shenema, but mitzvahs, because the mitzvah says, "Ashe yase osom ha'odom v'chay bohem." The person has to live by the mitzvahs. V'chay bohem v'lo sheyamos bohem, and he shouldn't die by them. V'imeis, and if he died, and he gave his life for the mitzvah, even though he wasn't required to, he says, Harezim is Chayiv ben Asha. In other words, he's basically a murderer. Okay. So, you see over here, again, Yahadus has a totally different idea of what Mesiras Nefesh is. It's not enough to be in a certain attitude. There's no attitude in Yahadus that could substitute for knowledge of mitzvahs. Because if a person has the will and the desire, and emotionally he's willing to give his life, but at the same time this emotion can lead to him being a ratzach, mischayev benafsho, a murderer, killed himself, because he wasn't careful to determine whether it was appropriate to be moser nefesh or not. Is that what God wants him to do? You see. He just felt he wants to do that. Just feeling he wants to do that can result in a person being over lo shetzach. So the Rambam says, he explains why. He says, because why doesn't a person give his life for the other mitzvahs? He says, because the pasuk says, v'chai b'hem, and he should live by them. Okay. But there's one interesting point in this Rambam that's difficult. And Joey Luchta mentioned it. And that is, the Rambam is very funny, because the Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Shmo Agol, right? Okay. So, and then he says, etc. And he goes on a little bit, you should know, Mitzuvin Muzhar Shlo L'Chalo, then the negative, of course. And then he says, Ketzad. Ketzad means, so how do you do this? And now he explains how you don't do it. Not how you do it, but how you don't do it. Okay? Then later he gets back to how you do it. Because he says, B'meh dvar mamurim b'shar mitzvos, chutz me'avodis kechov v'gilei ra'is v'shvichas damim. That's with regard to all the other mitzvos besides the well-known three mitzvos. Aval sholosh averos ela, but these three, which is avodis kechov v'gilei ra'is v'shvichas damim, he says, "Im yom alo avor lachas meheno yehoreg yehoreg val yavor." So then he has to give his life. Okay. So the Rambam is very funny, because the Rambam should have said, "Kol beis yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem agod lazeh shenem v'gadash v'zeh v'nesor v'nei yisrael etc." Ketzad kisha onas oso akum lavor al sholosh mitzvos shel lavor eskachov megillah rayes eshvichas damim chayev limsa nafsha. It's an interesting thing. The Rambam says, Ketzad, how? And he tells you how you pop it. It's a funny kind of, it's not logical. But what's the answer? Yeah. The answer is, we have to ask a question. The question is like this. The question is, what is the character of Kiddush Hashem? Is the character of Kiddush Hashem, you see, the fact that you're moser nefesh for mitzvos Hashem in general, you're moser, that is, in other words, when a person does this mitzvah. So what is, wherein lies the Kiddush Hashem? Is it because he was moser nefesh for mitzvah Hashem? He was moser nefesh for mitzvah HaMelech, you see? Or, no, only these three. You see, in these three instances, that's where the Kiddush Hashem is. If he's moser nefesh for mitzvah Avodah Zarah, okay, if he's moser nefesh for mitzvah Arayis, if he's moser nefesh for mitzvah Shvichas Domen, then it's a Kiddush Hashem. But if it's for other mitzvahs, it's not the generic idea that he's moser nafsho because of mitzvahs HaMelech, but it's because it's specifics. These three have certain characteristics. And because of the characteristics of each one of these three, that's why he's Mekadosh Shein Shamayim, because there's something in these mitzvahs, you see. Or no, every mitzvah, the Kiddush Hashem that you have in these mitzvahs is only, is the same, any mitzvah it would be the same of same Kiddush Hashem. The only thing is V'chaibon. But really the Kiddush Hashem is that he's Mosen Nafsho Al Mitzvahs HaMelech. So the answer is the second, you see. If you say the first thing, so then of course the Rambam should not have said Ketzad and given you a case where you're not. You say, where you're not. He should have said Ketzad and he should have given the three. But since the Kiddush Hashem, the manifestation, the Kiddush Hashem is really because he's Moser Nafsho Al Mitzvah HaMelech, so therefore you have to approach, every mitzvah has the potential for Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam has to approach every mitzvah. Ketzad, how does this work? Every mitzvah is involved. Sometimes you can't do it. Why? Because V'chai Bohem tells you is an exclusion. V'chai Bohem is an exclusion. But if it weren't for V'chai Bohem, this mitzvah also is capable. It has the capacity to be a vehicle of Kiddush Hashem, insofar as it's a mitzvah. Insofar as it's a mitzvah. But there's a specific related to it, and that's V'chai Bohem, you see. In other words, it means like this, that really every mitzvah could have been a vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, no, that a mitzvah has to be related to V'chai Bohem. And if every mitzvah were an instance of Kiddush Hashem, then it would be V'meis Bohem. And that would not be appropriate. So therefore, every ordinary mitzvah besides these three is excluded because it has to be associated to V'chai Bohem. It must be associated to the idea of V'chai Bohem. So that's why it's excluded as a vehicle of this mitzvah. But the concept of Kiddush Hashem is Moser Nafsho Al Mitzvos Hashem, any mitzvah. And that's why we know the well-known halacha. So that's what the Rambam mentions a little later. That if Bamed Varmamurim, when is this so? If the Akum is forcing the Jew because of his own hana, because he wants to force him, his own viciousness causes him to force the Jew to be over the mitzvah. He enjoys it. So then we say that only these three. But if the Akum is trying to be Maviro al Dos, to cause the Jew to simply negate his das, so then any mitzvah is chayav moser nafsho. What does it mean? It means like this. It means that as long as the Yakum's only interested in hanos atzmo, so each mitzvah retains its own individual character. So the mitzvah that has the character and is tied intrinsically to v'chai bohem, so then it cannot be used as a vehicle of mesiras nefesh. You see? But these three can. But if the Yakum's kavona is lahaviro al das, then he has removed the individuality of the mitzvahs, because he's not interested in this individual mitzvah. He's interested in the generic to be maviro al mitzvahs hamelach. Then the situation has changed, and the situation has become one where it's not this mitzvah or that mitzvah, it's mitzvahs hamelach generically. The identity of each individual mitzvah has been lost because of the situation. So since that's the case, mitzvah samalach, so then it's a different story. Then we say that since Kiddush Hashem, the nature of Kiddush Hashem is that the individual demonstrates that he's not willing to be over mitzvah samalach, and then Kiddush Hashem can take place through any individual mitzvah, not only through those three. Okay, so sometimes, so that's why the Rambam's Ketzad is very precise. Ketzad, how does this work? Because it does, and it doesn't, because the idea is Kiddush Hashem on mitzvahs hamelach. So we have to look at all the mitzvahs. How? This one? No, this one's tied to Vachai Bahem, so it can't be used as a vehicle. The other three don't have that exemption. But sometimes all of them come back, depending on the situation. In a certain situation, the character, the individual character of the mitzvah becomes lost in the situation. Then it becomes universal, and then every mitzvah is it. What I want to conclude with in this area is the idea of the two, of the three. Okay, the first one is Avodah Zarah, so that we understand, because Avodah Zarah really is connected to Kol HaTorah Kulo. And it's an interesting thing because, you see, because we are really not just believers, we're disbelievers. You see, we're disbelievers. We say that Ator Es L'Ladas Ked Hashem Hu Olakim. That's not enough. Ein Od Milvado. There are no other forces whatsoever. And if a person believes that Hashem Olakim, but there are other forces, then he's lacking in Hashem Olakim. And that's really Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Rambam explains, is not a denial of Hashem Olakim, it's a denial of the Ein Od Milvado. So the and actually I just want to mention Agav Orcha something that I think is significant, and that is that again it's in the Tfilas, that the Ramban says an interesting thing in Bereishis. The Ramban says, why didn't the Torah mention the creation of the Malachim? So the Ramban says the reason the Torah didn't do this is because people would be attracted to them as forces, be Avodah Zarah. Lito Avodah Zarah. So the Torah doesn't mention this. Yes.
How would you define a case of Shmad?
It's a good question. I don't know. The question is that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, are they engaged in La Vir Maldos or in their own sadistic, sick pleasures? I mean, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Okay, the Shilas with regard to the, I'm sure it must be taken out, but with. Yeah, but the but at any rate, so the question. I mean, getting back to the point of the so the idea of the malachim is the idea. That's what the Ramban says. That why in Sefer Bereishis don't you have the malachim because of the because it will be Avodah Zarah. And the truth of the matter is, that idea of the Ramban is represented in our tefillahs every morning. Because, you see, in the tefillah of Yotzer Or, so you see the first brach of Yotzer Or is Brias Olam. Is really Brias Olam. That's Meir Lars of Dolma Brachma is Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis. Evotu Machash Cholim Tam Maisa Bereishis. Okay? The Yotzer HaMaoros is Maisa Bereishis. And we were really, really the first ones to recognize, and matters recognize, that the first creation was Or, was light. So Yetzer Amoros is Machadish Betuva B'chol Yom Tomid Masei Voracious. I mean, today, the light of modern science takes on a whole deep meaning. I mean, it means that the same things and that existed then, the nuclear furnaces, that are constantly functioning, v'tuva machadash b'chol yom tam masse voracious, it's the same masse voracious that is going on now in the universe, which is really partakes of the same process of the creation. V'tuva machadash, and that's Yotzer HaMaoros. The more knowledge man gains, the more knowledge he understands, the more he understands the different Nevi'im. Karma, la'osei orim gedolim, kilo lo'hasla. Not la'osa orim gedolim. is a constant process of the with regard to the stars. So the first bracha really deals with Maaseh Bereishis. La'osei Orem Gedolim Kilo Olam Chasda. It's a constant process. The nuclear furnaces are constantly functioning. La'osei Orem Gedolim. So that's really Maaseh Bereishis. So why do you have Malachim? Malachim are introduced there, right? V'chulu Mekabu L'Olam Olam HaShemayim Zeh Mizeh V'Nosnim Bi'Ava Rishus Zeh L'Zeh L'Aktish L'Yotzo Menachas Ruach. So, of course, the obvious meaning is that the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, really the highest form of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, is through Yediyah, like the Malachim. It's not the idea of restraint. The Kabbalah, like I mentioned, it's not an ol, like a yoke, that is a strain. Because a Malach doesn't have to strain, he doesn't have antithetical forces inside him. Man has conflict, but a Malach doesn't have any conflict. So the idea is that there's no question that is one of the purposes, one of the reasons why the Nevi'im, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah and the Nevi'im put in to that bracha the Kabbalah, because they wanted to show you what is Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. It's Yedigas Hashem, just like the Malachim have it on the highest level. We don't have it on that level, but on our level we should imitate, insofar as we're able to, insofar as we're capable of, we should imitate the way the Malachim are Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. That it's a Yediyah, it's Chachma. But there's another thing too in that bracha, and that is Lekel in the end of the whole Sipur Hamaisa, in the end of the Sipur Dvarim about the Malachim. What do you say? The end of the bracha. Lekel Baruch Neimos Yitenu. Lekel Baruch Neimos Yitenu. Who? Yitenu. Who are the ones that give it? Baruch Neimos Yitenu. The Malachim. Right, the Malachim. Again, going with the Malachim. Why? Ki hu levado pol gvuros osa chadoshes bal mochamos zareetz dogos matzmiach yeshuos borufuos, and as much as a person could ever say. And of course that itself is the greatest limitation. So it's impossible to the reason why I have so many is to show that it's impossible for man to describe. So you see that what is the end of the bracha? The end of the bracha is to demonstrate, on the contrary, that the malachim have no powers whatsoever. That's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim. Ki hu levado pol gvuros osa chadoshes bal mochamos. That there are no other forces. You see, that's that. If a person, that's the ein od milvado. So if a person doesn't have ein od milvado, he doesn't have Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim. Okay. Yeah. So that's why avodas kochovim, the denial of avodas kochovim is, of course, ipso facto, the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. And I mentioned it's a strange thing. I don't know why it is, but the thing is that there are a lot of programs of Kiruv today, but it seems to me that if a person, and some of these programs are very highly applauded, but it seems to me that if a person would teach individuals the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the correct idea, the Yedias Hashem that we have, insofar as we're able to grasp it, the Yichud Hashem, and the Ein Od Milvado, if a person would teach people that, he wouldn't get too much applause, too much approval. But if a person will teach people to do mitzvahs maisios, even if there's a corruption in the Yedias Hashem, then they'll be considered as if they're makarev, they're big makarvim. This is a big mistake. This is a big mistake. If a person, since Chazal say, kol ha-kofar, b'avodas b'chovim ki ilu moda b'chol ha-tara kula, that means if you get an individual just to see that idea, v'yikra shom avram b'shem ar Hashem, just to see the true idea of God, and to deny any other forces or powers or superstitions or any kind of nonsensical things that people imagine and project from their own imagination, if you can get a person to give up all that and just believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki hu levado pol devaros, you'd be making a tremendous mitzvah. Tremendous mitzvah. Just that. Because Chazal say, kol hakofer b'avodas kechavim, kemoda b'chol haTorah kula. That's Vayikra Shem Avraham B'Shem Ad Hashem. But people, for some reason, people lose sight of that, because many people have lost sight of the Yesod Hados. But at any rate, returning to the Rambam, so that's why you understand why Avodas Kechavim is one of the three. Because Avodas Kechavim is kol haTorah kula. Avodas Kechavim is kol haTorah kula. So therefore, you cannot isolate Avodas Kechavim and say it's V'chai Bahem, because it's not an individual concept. It's kol haTorah kula. It's kol haTorah kula. It's called mitzvah samelach. And therefore, since it represents kol mitzvah samelach, so it has to be the vehicle of Kiddush Hashem HaGadlazah. Then the second one, of course, is Arayas. And the reason why Arayas is easy to understand, because Arayas really creates the backdrop against which a human being can function in the whole realm of Yedias Hashem. Because if a person is lowered to the level where he's nothing more than he's reduced to simply an instinctual being, an instinctual creature, so then, I mean, there's nothing to talk about. Even if he's not Oved Avodas Kechavim, but there's simply, you can't register, there's no basis, there's no material, there's no substance upon which Yedias Hashem can register, because he's short of Bezimah. That's why the pasuk says, "Yain is nus yikach lev." The pasuk says, "Yikach lev" means it takes away his heart, the very base. There's no lev anymore. There's no lev, so there's nothing to function with. So that's why, you see, that's why Arayas also is called Tarfus, because it's kedoshim to you, prushim and Arayas. Tarfus is the treif, not treif. And the chazer and other things, that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. Arayas is the most powerful instinctual force in man, and if that force is not under control, then the human being is reduced simply to the level of a nefesh, total nefesh of Bahamut. If there's no restriction in Arayas. Kedoshim to you is Purushim and Arayas. And if there's no Kedoshim, then there's no one to talk to. So that's why those two, you could see why, those two were exempted from the Chaybahem, because they reflect kol haTorah kula. Okay, in other words, those two we understand. Now the next one, Ritzicha, is not so easy to explain. Okay, and Ritzicha is not so easy to explain, because that's not then already. I mean, it's, you can find a lot of things that you say, well, if there's Ritzicha, we don't have a society, but if there weren't Gnevi, we wouldn't have a society, and therefore. Therefore, this one we stopped at, because the Reb Chaim really goes into this, so we just stopped at this point. But, yes. Is a Shmiras HaNefesh. I mean, it just can't be. But the fact that you raise that you're hookish this one to that one, that's Derech Halima. That doesn't indicate which is more philosophically, which is more basic. That's a separate thing. That's Chochmas HaKasu. That's no indication whatsoever. It doesn't matter if you're learning this one from that one. That's Darkei Halimud. Darkei Halimud has nothing to do with which one has a philosophical priority. It's a different system. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's good to mention. Shabbos there. That the Rav mentions. Shabbos is really, why do you have to say by Shabbos that you machal Shabbos for a Jew? Because mutav lachal all of Shabbos achas, kidei sheyikayim shebosos harbei. Why do you say that? That the reason is for the Rav said, because Shabbos is really the same thing like Avodas Kechavim. What was Rav saying at the end of Hilchos Shabbos? Shabbos and Avodas Kechavim is the Yesodei Torah. So really, a person should give his life for Shmir Shabbos. But there you have a separate matter, because there the Torah says that better he should be mechal one Shabbos in order he can keep many Shabbosos. So that's a separate thing. But Shabbos as a category belongs, that's what the Rav said, Shabbos as a category belongs really with Avodas Kechavim. It's the same thing. Exactly. It's Hainu Hach. Okay, but it's even more actually, because it's really a positive performance which perfects the individual in terms of his his manifestation that he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, and the whole everything comes from that. Everything stems from Shabbos. That's the Yisod HaDos. But because it's a positive performance where the individual gains, so the Torah felt that he's that this is a place where he should better be Machal on Shabbos, not just keep Shabbos Arbe. But that's everything. Yeah, I mean, Kiddush Hashem isn't just dying. The Ram has all year doing mitzvahs, Barabim, all kind of year. Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem doesn't have to be Chil Hashem could be the slightest thing. What I'm saying is that's what I meant when I said that Klal Yisrael is an existing vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. I didn't mean Chas V'Sholom, the Mesiras Nefesh. I meant the fact that they keep the mitzvahs and keep mitzvahs HaTorah. They are, that is their role and their function in the world, is to be mekadoshim shamayim through asiyas mitzvahs and through demonstrating to the world the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the nichud Hashem. Okay, yeah. All right. What I'd like to do now, just to end this year, I'd like to just add one. Since this mitzvah is a mitzvah which is based upon what the Rambam says before, Lakadesh es Hashem Agadol Hazeh, so that's why he interrupted the Yesodos in order to bring in this mitzvah. So I just like to explain one idea about Yichud Hashem. Okay, one idea about Yichud Hashem. I gave Shiurim in the past on Yichud Hashem, and I think we went up to about Halacha Zion, if I'm not mistaken. Halacha Zion. Okay. And what I would like to just explain, and I think it's extremely, even though it's an area which is abstract, I'd like to present it in a basic form, okay? Because there's a kasha that one of the Achronim asked, and I think it's something that has to be answered. And if you don't answer it, then you really don't understand what Yichud Hashem means. And the Rambam explains that when we say Hashem Echad and Aloch Zayin, so the Rambam explains that he says. Ilu hayu alohos harbei hayu gufin agvios mipnei she'in animyin ashovim b'mtziuson nifrodin zemize ela b'ma'oroin she'yiru b'gufos v'agvios. Okay, so the Rambam explains that when it comes to an abstract entity, so you can't have two, because the reason you can have two individual man, but you can't have two universal man, because universal man is an idea. You can't have two. I mean, it's one. It's just one idea. Okay. So the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam's saying. Rambam's saying that God is not physical, and since God is not physical, okay, since God is not physical, so it's not possible to have two, because it would mean that since the person has one idea of God, that idea doesn't lend itself to two, because two-ness, because God is not physical, and you cannot have two. Oh, you understand? That's clear, right? Okay. Yeah. So someone raised the question. They say, because the Rambam says, "Ein yichud ba'olam ki yichudo." You see, the Rambam—that's just one. There are several points to Yichud Hashem, several arguments, the Rambam, several ideas, I should say, with regard to Yichud Hashem. That's one idea. That's not possible. A thing that's not physical. If you have an idea of a thing that's not physical, it can't be two, because the idea can only be one. You can only have one universal. You can't. Okay, that's what I'm going to get to. Let's see. Yeah. So the Rambam says she'ein ki yichudo echod min ha'achodim ha'nimtzo'im ba'olam. You see, Rambam says there's no yichud like yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's another point he mentions in this halacha zayin. But one of the Achronim asked a question. He says Rambam's saying because God is not physical, so it can only be one. says, and the Rambam says that ein yichud ki yichudo ba'olam. So what about a malach? So a malach also? A malach is not physical, so you can't differentiate between the, in terms of he is one. And the Rambam says that there can't be any oneness like the oneness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So because of this question, one in Achran and one of a whole different idea of Yichud, which he rejected the Rambam's the Rambam's idea, because he felt this question is simply unanswerable, and he felt the Rambam was wrong. He started his own idea of Yichud. What I would like to do is answer this question of on the Rambam, and show what the Rambam's idea of Yichud Hashem is the correct one, and that this question about the Malach is not a question. See, there's another Rambam. The Rambam says a little later, the Rambam says like this, in Perek Beis. The Rambam says, when the Rambam talks about God's knowledge, in Halacha Yud, so the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yodeo so kemo shehi, that God knows His, it's any word we use here you have to understand is wrong. So just using words that you might say bring our minds insofar as they are able into a certain sphere, but it's not, the word is not appropriate. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yadeo sukuma. God knows Himself. Okay? The terms are, you can't use such terms, but I'm just telling you, we have to use some kind of a language, and therefore we're coerced into saying that. But every word that you were using is not correct. Can't say himself, because himself is an idea that we have about, it's a human idea. But at any rate, the Rambam goes on. He doesn't know anything outside of himself. Okay? Because we know things in the external world. Knowledge is knowledge of the external world. So there's an external world, there's an internal world, and we look with our eyes, our senses, and our minds into the external world. That's not the way God knows things. He says, "She'ein anu v'daitenu echad," because we and our knowledge are not one. Aval abarius baruch hu v'daito v'chayov echad mikol tzad u'mikol pino u'b'chol derech yichol. Ram says, and then the Ram goes on. He says that, and the Ram goes on. He says, "Nimtzas ataomer," the famous proposition, who hayodea, who hayodua, who hadeatmo. He's the one, he's the knower, and the one that's known, and he's the knowledge itself. V'dovazen koch bepele omro v'lo bozen l'shomo. This thing we cannot even enunciate. V'lo belev ha'odom l'akira ha'buyo. But we know it through negative, that it can't be otherwise. But we can't really understand it in a positive way. But we know that the opposite cannot be true about God. But it's interesting. In the process of explaining this idea about God's knowledge, the Rambam says that he's echod mikol tzad u'mikol pino u'b'chol derech yichud. So I just want to explain what that means. What does it mean from every side and every corner and every way? What does the Rambam mean over there? So what does it mean of this? What the Rambam means is as follows. And here, I'll take it back. I'll say this way. I'll say, let me try to explain the way I understand the Rambam. Okay, I'm not going to say what the Rambam's understanding is. Okay, you see, insofar as Yedias Hashem is concerned, it has to do. There is no real Yedias Hashem for man. It's a big mistake, because we are created beings. And because we're created beings, we have certain functions and faculties which are able to scratch reality, so to speak. But we can't have any knowledge of the Borei Olam. It's nonsensical to even think of such a thing. And even though physicists always talk about understanding the mind of God, it's nonsensical and it's arrogance. And because they're physicists, but they're not metaphysicians. It's a big mistake. It's not possible. Because we're created, we are creatures, created. You know, we're endowed with certain faculties that have a certain ability to scratch the surface of reality. But to understand the Borei Olam is nonsensical. The whole idea is ridiculous. But anyways, what it means is like this. When we say he's echod mikol tzara mikol pino, that means insofar, it means that in our minds, you see, the way we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there cannot be any plurality in our understanding as well. If there's plurality in our understanding, then we don't have it. Then we're wrong. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, in Yediyas Hashem and Yichur Hashem, what we are talking about is that our perception has to have the quality, our mind, the way our mind understands it, has to have the quality of no plurality. If there's plurality in the way we understand God, then we're wrong. You see? There can't be any plurality. Okay? That's what the Rambam means when he says, Mikol tzad u'mikol pino b'chol derech. What's that mean? What do you mean, Mikol tzad u'mikol pino b'chol derech yichud? Hashem echad and yichud k'masa. What do you mean? Every side, everywhere. What? There's no sides. What it mean? What does that mean by sides? What I think the Rambam means is, the Rambam means insofar as our perception, in any way we look at it, there can't be any plurality. You understand what I mean? And if there is, then we haven't grasped the idea of Yichud Hashem. Okay? Is that clear? Is it? Okay. Now, basically, what the Rambam means is like this. You see, any created being, like a malach, for instance, so you always have two things. Even though you say that this malach can't be differentiated from that malach, if he's in the same, if it's the same group, you can't differentiate because he's not physical, but let me leave it this way. You can't differentiate, okay? Because, the Ibn Ezra says that the biggest chokhma is in the area, because of pasuk in pasuk in Mishlei, the biggest chokhma is in the area of understanding malachim. Because in malachim you're dealing with totally abstract entities, very hard to grasp. So I'm just going to let's just simplify. Insofar as the question we raised, the malach, just want to get this idea across. The thing is, anything that's created. So the idea of created means it came into existence and it can go out of existence because its existence is not necessary. So in the human mind, you see, the thing and its existence are two. You could look at a thing definitively, like from the top down, you understand, so to speak, and it's true. When you're looking from the top down, so then you would say a malach is one, because you can't differentiate. But you can look at it from the side as well. What do you mean from the side? I mean like this. Not the definition of the malach, but when I think of a malach, it means I'm thinking of a created entity. Now, in order for the human mind to think of a created entity, you have to think of the thing and it's coming into existence. And perhaps it's going out of existence. You see? But its existence, you must have two elements. You must have the thing and existence. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam means. That's the answer to the question, the famous question about the malach. The question about the malach is not a question. Because what the Rambam meant by Yichud Hashem, Ein Yichud Kamoso Ba'olam, there is no such Yichud. That's the idea of Yichud Hashem. But things that are non-physical, even though they can't be separated because of physical properties, but when you think about them, you must have more than one idea. More than one idea. You must have an idea of the thing, and you must have an idea of its existence. And that concept in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is false. If a person has that idea, he does not know what Yichud Hashem is. It does not know what Yichud Hashem is. So that's, I just wanted to mention it because the whole mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is tied to Yediyas Hashem and Yichud Hashem, and I think there are certain basic concepts that we should, an individual must have. I mean, in order to mekayim that mitzvah, it's a significant mitzvah. Yes. That's what I'm saying. The concept of the existence of the malach must be different in the individual's mind than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Because a created existence demands two elements, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his existence is essential. So Yichud Hashem demands that we understand God's existence in a different way. It is not like that. It is not like the existence of the Malach. Okay.